no use resisting. Nothing can stop us from taking over your planet.
Murata, you escaped my trap! Please don't eat me, Reptile! I promise I'll leave Earth now and never return!
Still?
Oh, hey, Deed.
Still, why are the babies up so late? You know it's better if they follow a regular sleep schedule. He's frightened, Stu. Probably by that scary Reptar video.
But Tommy's sleeping like a baby. Something else must have scared Dill.
You mean something like this? Or like that? Or these? Or that?
Maybe it was this.
Seriously, Stu, maybe we need to think about how much we're exposing the kids to Reptar. I'm calling the Lipschitz hotline.
1-900-LIPSCHITZ.
Hi, I'm calling about my children's overexposure to Reptar the dinosaur.
Goober's your answer.
Goober?
Goober the gopher. He's kind, he's gentle, he's hypoallergenic. Goober's the only toy which carries the official Lipschitz seal of approval.
He sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
And after Reptar escaped from the secret cave, he beat the evil alien and saved the Earth, didn't he, Dilly?
Reptar beat the alien, Tommy.
Did he squish him?
Did he chop him?
I'll show you. I'll be Reptar Chucky, and you be the evil alien.
I want to be Reptar.
Okay, well, I'll be Reptar, except Chucky. Dill, you be the, giant space sponge. Come on, Reptars.
I got a big surprise for you. Say hello to Goober the Gopher, everyone. Isn't he wonderful? Here's a new friend for you, Jill. Let's go, Stu. The Goober Guide says they need time alone to assimilate.
Where's Reptar?
What's this Goober Guide doing here?
I bet he sent Reptar away. You're right, Lil. We got to find him.
Hi there, Goober.
He's not in here, Tommy.
But I found this. Reptar.
Locked Reptar in here.
Hey, Tommy. Better be Goober. He's really nice.
If he's so nice, how can we put Reptar in the secret cave just like that evil alien did?
Oh, Goober wouldn't do that, Tommy. It must have been someone else. I know. Maybe the alien came back.
But if the alien came back, he'd have taken over Earth by now. It had to be Goober.
No, Tommy. Goober could never hurt no one. Watch this.
I love you. Can I have a hug?
See? Goober's not scary like Reptar. In fact, I think we should all play with Goober from now on.
You don't want to play with Reptar?
Well, you got to admit, Reptar never hugs. You only wants to eat me up.
I don't care what Chucky says. Goober did lock Reptar in the secret cave. Come on, let's play Reptar races the horsies.
kids, Goober. You want to go race Reptar at the horses?
You're swell. Can I have a hug?
Hey, Goober, you sure like hugs. Don't you do anything else.
You make me smile. Can I have a hug? Can I have a hug?
This sure is fun, guys.
You're right, Goober. We are having as much better time than Tommy and Reptar.
We're the ones having all the fun, right, Reptar? Turkey and Goober are just sitting around there doing nothing.
Yeah, well, I'd rather do nothing with you, Goober, than do anything with Reptar. I like you best.
You like Goober best?
Oh, dear.
One-900-Lipschitz?
Yes, hello. I'm calling because one of my children doesn't seem to be enjoying Goober the Gopher.
Impossible. Everybody loves Goober.
Maybe I need to remove every trace of Reptar from my home?
Too extreme. Goober's credo is love and let love. Take your child to the Super Toy House grand opening today. Goober's making an appearance. Love will find a way.
I don't know. Why are you so hot on this Goober guy? He's just a big orange marshmallow.
He's kind. He's sweet. He's a good influence. Reptar's just too intense.
I'd take Reptar any day. He's at the top of the food chain. You always know where you stand in the predator's deed. Dinosaurs, kids. Catch you later, dude.
Look, kids. There's Goober. No. We're going to see Goober, honey. He's Dill's friend, he's Chucky's friend, and he wants to be your friend, too.
Hugs, hugs, hugs! Hugs, hugs, hugs! Hi, little fella. Here's something that'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never seen him like this before. Really?
Yeah, right. I need a break.
Give me back my pimento loaf or I'll report you to the union.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you this sandwich if you
give me a hug. That does it. Give me that, you overgrown lizard.
Come and get it, fuzzball.
Someone's got to go get him.
Something tells me it's going to be me.
Chucky? Yeah, Tommy?
Oh, I'm sorry I was mad before. You can like Goober better than Reptar if you want.
Oh, I'm sorry too, Tommy. Goober's not as much fun as I thought he was.
Hey, football, no fight!
He's not as nice as I thought he was either.
Oh, Tommy! Chucky!
I was just lucky. I could have saved those kids too.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Reptar. Thank you.
Here you go.
Mr. Reptar, I wonder if you'd care to share your theories on child development.
Reptar, talk to you.
Can I hold your Reptar dolly, Tommy?
Sure, Lil. I want to hold Reptar, Lillian.
Too bad, Beth.
Uh-oh, Tommy. Dill still likes a goober.
That's okay, Chucky. Goober's not so bad.
I love you. Can I have a hug?
Mrs. Moo Moo's going to be okay.
Wow, I thought you were just a people doctor, Mommy.
It's the same no matter what you're fixing. You just have to know what goes where, what tool to use, and how to give the patient tender, loving care. And don't forget the lollipop.
Will you teach me to be a doctor, too?
Of course. We'll start with the Hippocratic Oath.
Happy Harry!
I don't think he's very happy now.
That's it. That is the final saw. I didn't mind when Dill chewed up our blocks, or when he threw our Play-Doh on the ceiling, or even when he broke Mr. Clown. They kind of like that, but not Happy Harry. He was so happy.
Gee, it's like a horror movie in here, only with toys.
Lipschitz says toy breaking is an important way for an infant to test the boundaries of physical force. Oh, that's Lucy. We're having coffee. Is the kitchen sink fixed yet?
It better be. The plumber just left in his limo.
Don't worry, guys. Now we got lots of toys to play with. Like, Mr. Leg. See? Mr. Leg can do lots of stuff, like, walk, and, jump, and, I guess that's it.
Quick, which toy's the brokenest?
Jelly Bear.
Where is he?
Over there, and over there, and over there.
You'd better stay in the hospital for a while. But don't worry. You're gonna have a lot of company.
Well, are you a doctor now, Susie?
I think so. My mommy read me the hippopotamus oath and everything. I'm a toyologist.
Hey, babies!
Hello, Susie. Oh, it's Dr. Susie now, Angelica.
Yeah, she talked to a hippopotamus.
And it taught her how to fix toys.
Look, Angelica. Susie even fixed Spike's toys. Isn't she wonderful?
I'm just doing my job, that's all.
Well, I'm gonna need a doctor soon, because all of this is making me sick.
Sorry, Angelica. Dr. Susie only doctors toys.
Yeah. She's a toy optometrist.
Big deal. I've been fixing you baby's toys for years.
Well, actually, Angelica, you've been breaking them.
Fixing, breaking, what's the difference?
There's a big difference, Angelica. All these toys are like people's to me. Hey, I'm almost out of glue. I'll see if my mom has some.
That's Dr. Susie for you. Always thinking of the toys first.
Susie, 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 is that all you babies can talk about? Come on, Cynthia.
You call this plumbing? This is taping. Have you been to plumber school? Yes, there is such a thing. You'll never plumb in this town again.
Dr. Susie will never doctor in this town again.
Hey, babies,
There's a big old rainbow outside with a leprechaun at the end of it and a huge pot of gold. And there's a bunch of mud and worms out there, too. Okay, let's go. I don't see any mud or worms. Nothing good here either. Let's go back in and play. What happened to Happy Harry? And Jack's out of his box. Dr. Susie, look.
What happened to these patients?
They were just fun, and then we went outside looking for mud and leprechauns, and when we came back, there was it all happened so fast.
Spill it, Finster. They was broken into little bits because your precious Dr. Susie didn't fix them right. That's not true.
Oh, no. You must have broke them all over again.
Nah, he was asleep when I was break. See? He's just waking up now.
You were here when we left, Angelica. How do we know you didn't break him?
I'm shocked at you, Chucky. I would never do something like that. Is it my fault that Dr. Susie isn't a real doctor?
I am too, Angelica.
Oh, really? Well, did you go to doctor school?
No, but I...
But, huh? Everybody knows you can't be a doctor unless you go to doctor school. Give me that doctor kit. You'll never doctor in this town again.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay, Susie. We play with our toys like this before, and we can do it again. Come on, guys. Let's play ball.
Everything okay in here?
Jelly Bear's broken, Mummy. Can you save him?
I'll do my best. Let's see. Sink still leaking, Stu?
Just a little.
I have something at home that'll fix it up in no time. I'll leave Jelly Bear in your capable hands, Doctor. I'll be right back.
And hey, baby seen Cynthia?
What's wrong, sweetums? Did someone upset you?
Aunt Diddy, Dill Rex Cynthia!
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean to. He's just testing the boundaries of physical force. Come on. Mommy will make it all better with some strained peas.
You've got to save Cynthia.
Me? I thought I wasn't a doctor. Remember?
But that was before Dill broke Cynthia. You gotta fix her.
But, Angelica, you said Susie didn't fix our toys right.
Yeah. You did.
I heard ya.
My ears. Oh, you dumb babies. I broke those toys after Susie fixed them. Well, you were all talking about Susie this and Susie that, and I never thought I'd need her to doctor. Cynthia.
I only hope it's not too late. I'm gonna need help.
Come on, Junior Doctors. We have a toy to save.
Chucky, maybe you should keep Angelica company in the waiting room.
Let's begin.
Tissues.
Rats.
They don't have any rats.
Oh, rats. The paste cap fell off. I need suction.
Suck in.
She's sticking to the table. No, she's cracking. Spatula.
Spatula.
Stand back. Where'd she go?
There she is, Dr. Susie.
I was close. We almost lost her.
What's taking so long?
Did I get you something, Angelica?
No. The only thing I want is Cynthia. This time.
Yeah, whatever. Come on, Cynthia. You're supposed to get ice cream after being in the hospital.
Thanks for fixing the sink, Lucy. Hey, do those universal joints work on car transmissions?
There's a good boy, Dilly. Now you can play with all your favorite toys.
Retro's Rap on Rickerodian. The greatest rod detective ever.
Let's rave!
Rave.